One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we worship you, we honor you, we thank you for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, for your presence. And now again, our hearts and our minds are open to hear the word of God, to be taught by the Holy Ghost, to be strengthened, informed, refreshed, enlightened in your word. We thank you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Sit down. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus. The Lordship of Jesus. And we understood from the Word of God that salvation begins with our faith declaration of His Lordship in our lives. Until you declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life, you do not have salvation. You do not receive salvation. You have to confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. But then that only brings you into the kingdom of God. Then having come into the kingdom, there is a kingdom life to live. There is a kingdom life to live. There's a special kind of life. Do you know that there are many Christians who do not live a Christian life? I don't mean at all that they are sinning. That's what I'm talking about. But that they are not really living a Christian life. What they think they are, because they are kind and good in doing all the nice things, all the right things. So they think that'll be all right. It doesn't work that way. One of the things I remember telling you was that a lot of people think that just because they are Christians, because now they are good and kind and nice, good things ought to be happening. And then they don't happen and they wonder why. Good things are not going to be happening just because you're born again. Hallelujah. It's something you have to understand. There is an enemy out there. His assignment, his job is to stop you from enjoying what belongs to you. You have to know that. That's his job. Things are not going to be beautiful just because you're born again and you're living right. I know a lot of Christians who are living right and they are suffering financially, suffering in their faith life, suffering in their spiritual life, suffering. But they're living right.
And some of them are still wondering what the problem is. They say, I do everything I know to do. Why is the devil on my case? Some even pray and say, oh God, please take the devil away. He will not take the devil away. You know what God said? My people perish because they lack knowledge. He didn't say because the devil is strong. He said because they lack knowledge. Hallelujah. All right, now let's begin to look at this. The Lordship of Jesus brings us into salvation. The confession of his Lordship. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Somebody said, I'm out serving God. I'm working for God every day. Why did God let the devil kill my baby? God didn't let the devil kill your baby. God didn't let it happen. I remember one man, you know, he was listening to a message like this one time some years ago. And then the preacher was trying to explain to the people how that they have a responsibility in the faith life. So he got up, he was so offended, and he wanted to leave. The usher said, where are you going? He said, that's the preacher. He said, that man's trying to blame us for everything. So he was upset. Because you see, he wanted to put the responsibility on God. And the preacher's trying to tell him that the responsibility was his. And he didn't like that. He said, the man's trying to blame us for everything. He said, God, let the devil kill your baby. How do you know that God let the devil? How did God let the devil? Did the devil consult God? And God said it was all right. You say, well, yeah, but God was supposed to have been watching. That's what you thought. That's what you thought. He said, didn't he say that he'll take care of us? Oh, yes. But that's not the whole story. I want to read something to you from Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter 3. You there? I want you all to read verse 20. Want to go. Yeah, go on, finish it. Unto him. Amen. The answer's right there. God didn't let the devil take your job. God didn't let the devil kill your baby. He let the devil kill your wife. God didn't let your business fall. It's not God who let it happen. Look at it. Verse 20. Now unto him that is able. Now he tells us God's able. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yes, God is able to do it. But then he says he does it according to the power that worketh in us, not in God. The power that God's going to use on your behalf has to function in you. If it's not working in you, it will not work. It will not produce results. So God's not the one letting things happen the way they're happening to you. You are the one. Somebody said, I woke up and found a big growth under my arm. How did it come? The question is not why did it come. The question is what are you going to do about it? It's not what's happening. It's what you do with what's happening. That the growth came is no problem. It's like saying there's a devil out there. Well, there's a devil out there. What are you going to do about the devil that's out there? Or sometimes the first thing we do, there's a growth. Ooh, let me go to the doctor and find out. Then you get to the doctor, they tell you something you didn't want to hear. It's cancer. Well, why are you touched? Because it's cancer. Why are you afraid? Because it's cancer. Because you've heard about cancer. You heard that it kills. So killer has come home. He said, oh, doctor, are you sure it's cancer? Yes, it's cancer. Oh, God, where did I get it? Oh, God, why did you let it happen? Oh, God. Oh, God, God, God. Well, if you were told, it's nothing, it's just a growth, it'll go by itself. You say, ah, I wondered what it was. See, your life is being run by what the doctor says. He said, but he ought to know, but he's not God. He went to school, they taught him. It's not revelation. Hallelujah. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, some of the things we're learning today will help us know how to put that power to work in us so that God can do for us exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Then you can just keep walking, enjoying your life, having a glorious time in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.